With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President-elect Trump's incoming Middle East envoy recently visited the region. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Trump administration is not officially in office, but Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff was in Israel and Qatar for high-level talks on landing a ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza. He met separately in recent weeks with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Qatar's prime minister. A U.S. official said Witkoff has kept in contact with President Biden's foreign policy team as the two administrations have agreed to coordinate efforts to free the hostages who remain in captivity in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A sheriff says the gunman who shot and critically wounded two kindergartners in a tiny Seventh Day Adventist school in Northern California before killing himself suffered from mental illness and used a ruse of pretending to enroll a grandson to gain entry to the school. He said the man may have targeted Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists in Oroville in Wednesday's attack because of its religious affiliation. The House Trump Assassination Attempts Task Force grilled the Secret Service director in its final meeting. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The House Task Force, assembled to review the assassination attempts of President-elect Trump, held their final meeting Thursday, grilling the acting Secret Service director before voting to soon release their final report. It was a meeting that stressed the bipartisanship push for reform at the Secret Service. The Secret Service has already completed its own internal review of the first attack, one that blamed a culture of complacency in the agency and a failure to account for the real risks to its protectees, as well as lapses in planning and communications. Much of the hearing focused on the agency's tech failures. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 248 points, the NASDAQ dropped 34. This is SRN News. Guess who's visiting Notre Dame?
President-elect Donald Trump says he'll attend rededication ceremonies at the 861-year-old cathedral in Paris on Saturday. The church was devastated by fire in 2019, and France has spent millions of euros to repair it in a process that required the relearning of certain medieval building techniques. Mr. Trump writes on Truth Social, President Emmanuel Macron has done a wonderful job ensuring that Notre Dame has been restored to its full level of glory. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates are moving to repeal a 15-week abortion ban in Arizona that conflicts with an amendment approved by voters last month. The ballot measure amends the Arizona Constitution to allow abortions up to fetal viability at about 21 weeks of pregnancy. The American Civil Liberties Union, Planned Parenthood, and the Center for Reproductive Rights have filed suit in Maricopa County Superior Court. This is SRN News. Airlines may soon be subject to new consumer protection regulations, rules that could put money in the pockets of inconvenienced travelers.
The Transportation Department says it will begin taking steps toward requiring carriers to pay cash compensation to passengers who are stranded when airlines cause flights to be canceled or changed. The fate of the compensation rule will be left in the hands of the incoming Trump administration. The industry trade group Airlines for America says the compensation proposal would drive up ticket prices. Rich Thomason reporting.
A federal judge has rejected a deal that would let Boeing plead guilty to a felony conspiracy charge and pay a fine for misleading U.S. regulators about the 737 MAX jetliner before two of the planes crashed and 346 people died. More details at SRNnews.com.